As Cuomo explained on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, banks and insurance companies are required to have cybersecurity protections in place when handling customer-sensitive data, like social security numbers and credit history. But credit reporting companies are not required to have the same kind of security against potential data hackers.
Credit reporting agencies are nowhere. They just have no regulation, and they really fell in this loophole. And they have very sensitive information. You push it a little further, and it's identity theft, right?
Cuomo says he's directed his Department of Financial Services to require credit reporting agencies to register with New York beginning in February. They would also have to comply with the state's new stricter cybersecurity requirements for banks and other lending institutions. They just took effect this past August. The Department of Financial Services has the power under the proposed new rules to deny and potentially revoke a consumer credit reporting agency's authorization to do business with banks and insurance companies in New York if the credit agency doesn't obey the new regulations.
What we're saying is credit reporting agencies should be regulated the same way we regulate banks and credit institutions. They have to have protections in place. They have to have cyber protections in place.
Cuomo says the power of credit reporting agencies has grown over the past couple of decades without corresponding oversight. And he says the Equifax breach is a wake-up call.
They sort of developed over the years. Nobody was really paying attention to them.
Meanwhile, the Department of Financial Services is urging banks, credit unions, and other loan providers to carefully check applicants' information and use ID theft prevention and fraud programs to make sure it's legitimate. And the agency is urging lenders to double-check any information they receive from Equifax credit reports and to be careful about any personal information on customers that they send to Equifax. It also recommends that banks and credit card companies set up a call center for customers to report if their information has been hacked so that their accounts can be coded or red flagged for protection against potential fraud. The new rules won't do anything to remedy the data breach that's compromised the credit histories and personal information of 143 million Americans. The Department of Financial Services says consumers potentially affected by any type of cybersecurity breach should consider placing a fraud alert or even a credit freeze on their credit files. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.